And you just thought of something else you'd like to say?
I would just like to give my parents recognition, because they never ever received any recognition for what they done on Murrumbidge and Menindee Mission. On the missions they were the keeper of the peace. They used to break up fights between family, friends, associates and liaise with the police, the welfare managers and other people on behalf of the community. Mum assisted dad day and night on numerous occasions to take people in the mission truck, which did not have any cover over the back of it, into town, which was 9 miles away for treatment at the hospital, when they could not help them at the treatment room. My mother was the matron at the treatment room. First, she was the assistant to the matron. And then the matron left, and Mum got the job as the matron at the treatment room on a mission. So, yeah. And also, Dad would hold services in the church, and Mum would play the organ. Mum was very learned. She would help people to cook, sew, write letters, read letters for them, and give them advice about their rights and almost anything. She'd support the families in crisis. Our home was a drop-in centre for everyone. It didn't matter what time of day or night they turned up, Mum and Dad always helped and supported them. We recall numerous occasions when we had to go to bed hungry and sleep in a single bed, head to toe, with 8 kids, so that our visitors can be accommodated. Some of the visitors were people escaping from domestic violence, running from the police and welfare, had nowhere else to go, were just passing through. Even though Mum and Dad supported their own family of 14 children, an extended family, for example, their mum and dad, brothers, sisters, uncles, aunties, cousins, etc., they also fostered kids from Cootamundra Homes and Kinchula Boys Home, and from other areas off their own back. I can go on about our parents and what they done, but I'm sure you realise by now how important they were to this community. But there were celebrations held at Murrumbidge, and no recognition or acknowledgement was made to my parents about the level of support to the community by them, you know, and how much they contribute. This leaves the family very angry, upset, and very feeling disregarded. And whilst our parents looked after the community, their whole working life, no one was there to meet their needs. We had an elder who just rode his push bike around a mission and never contributed to the community, but a park at Murrumbidge was named after him, and, you know, nothing was named after my parents. Yeah, and my dad had a nervous breakdown on a job because of the overload, you know. And we know that the workload and responsibility had a direct impact on his health and well-being. He had a nervous breakdown. They sent him away to Bloomfield Hospital in Orange, New South Wales. We were all traumatised and devastated. The whole community was traumatised and devastated. We all thought that we'd never see him again. And, Dad's hospitalisation had an enormous strain on our family and the community, especially Mum. Her workload became greater. Mum ended up suffering from asthma due to her workload and the worry of everything. She was only 53 years old when she died of an asthma attack. Her doctor told us that her workload and the worry of everything took its toll because they triggered her asthma attacks, which weakened her heart. When Dad came home from Bloomfield Hospital, nothing was done to reinstate him to his job as a handyman. He was thrown aside like a shitty rag, mind the language. Our dad loved his job. He was traumatised and devastated again, once again. Our whole family suffered in silence. That ache in our hearts can never be erased. That helplessness, sad, lost look in my dad and mum's eyes will haunt us for the rest of our lives. So, I feel that, you know, when mum and dad was made, they threw the casts away. No one could ever replace them. Yeah, I just want to, you know, maybe people to know how much my mum and dad...
There's a lot of them in you, though, a lot of your mum in you.
I just wanted people to know how much my mum and dad done for everyone, and they got no recognition whatsoever.
Thank you for sharing that.